So cash discounting and surcharging is everywhere, right? And the funny thing to me is, as I talk to people in the industry, they all think that because I predicted that cash discounting would be a big thing in 2017 and 18, which you can go back to my three predictions for 2017 before hardly anybody was talking about cash discounting, and I said this is gonna be the big year for it, and it was the big year for it, I was right. But guess what? That doesn't mean that I want it to be right. It doesn't mean that I think cash discounting is like the most amazing thing ever. There are two big problems right now with cash discounting that I just wanna talk to you about today, okay? So, what are these two issues with cash discounting that I have? Why don't I personally, I'm not like a huge proponent, I'm not out in the field with my reps, you know, selling cash discounting like crazy. Why is that? Well, there's two big problems with cash discounting right now today. The first problem is that it's actually not a great deal for the consumer, and I believe the end result of cash discounting, the way it's going in our industry right now, the end result is regulation, okay? Our industry basically is like everybody's getting together to say, how can we put a target on our backs so that all of the consumer watchdog agencies around the world will light their hair on fire and go to Congress and get regulation to keep us from doing what we're doing. That's basically what the entire industry is doing. They're like, you know, waving that stick at the government. Come on, we dare you to come regulate us. Why? Because it's a ripoff for the consumer. It's plain and simple. I know an auto repair place in my market. I was doing processing for them for years. I know what their cost of processing was. Their interchange was about 1.3% because they're larger transactions, doing a lot of check card stuff. So it was like 1.3%. With my markup, they were at like 1.8% was their cost of processing. They flipped to somebody doing cash discounting at 4%, okay? So it's like, wait a second. The law about surcharging clearly stipulates that you can only do a surcharge to the consumer that matches the cost of processing for you as a business owner. So what all the cash discounting places did is they said, well, we can fix that. We can just charge our customers more money. No problem, right? So they said, hey, your new cost of processing is 4%. You know why? Because we've decided to charge you 4%. Oh, and guess what? That now means we can pass 4% through to the consumer because your new cost is 4%. And that means our profit just went up to 300 basis points. You know, it's like, wait a second, hold on, what? So I get it, and again, I know I'm gonna get a lot of negative comments and all this from all these people in the industry that are like, we're making tons of money with this thing, and I get it, and I don't begrudge you the money. I don't feel like you're dishonest or a terrible person to sell it. My only point is that this is a very short-lived opportunity, so maybe if you're really into cash discounting, get the land grab while you can, because to be honest with you, consumer watchdog groups are not gonna allow every business in America to surcharge 4% for the next 5 years. It's not gonna happen. So the more processors that jump on board with this model, and it's 4%, 4%, 4%, the shorter the time frame is that we're gonna be able to do that, basically. So how should it be done, in my opinion? In my opinion, I talked to multiple processors about setting it up the right way that goes along with the in accordance with the spirit of the law, was get the last three processing statements from the merchant, or at least one, you know, look at the effective rate, and that's what you charge. You don't reduce their price, so you don't have to cut the price. You get to charge them what they're currently paying. And so that increases the margins a little bit, but they get to pass it through to the consumer at the actual cost of processing for them. So it just works for everybody all the way around. In this case, the one who's getting ripped off is the consumer. And the most dangerous thing you can do as a business in America is rip off the consumer, because the government doesn't like that at all. It's one thing to rip off small business owners. The government is like, eh, they don't like that, but it's like, okay, we can live with it. Ripping off the consumer, the government won't allow that for very long. So just thought I would throw that out there as a heads up to everybody in the industry. You might want to make some options available so that when the regulators do come around to figure out what's going on in this industry that's gone nuts with cash discounting, it can be like, well, yeah, we let the sales rep have options just like all the other pricing programs. But so many I see, it's like, we cash discount at 4%, always, every single time. That's a mistake, and it's stupid. It doesn't make any sense. So that's number one problem. The number two problem is that sales agents are getting ripped off with the cash discounting programs. Now, I totally recognize that there are certain software and technology realities to moving this money around in a cash discounting world. A lot of people are using DTI and some others that are, you know, that do have a legitimate cost. You know, there's some per item and per transaction fee costs associated with cash discounting. They do have to be passed through to the sales rep. And I understand that. You need to understand that as a sales rep, that your cost for cash discounting on your Schedule A is gonna be inflated probably a little bit. But the idea that it should be on like a buy rate of 2.75 or 3% and you make everything over that is ridiculous, because it's not legit. All that's happening is the processors are just keeping way more of the profits than they used to. You already have a Schedule A. So the processor should, of course, pass the cost on to you of the cost of doing cash discounting. And there are some reasonable per item and pin, you know, basis point costs associated with cash discounting because of the extra terminal costs and you know, programs and different things like that. But ask your processor to explain that to you, but don't do it on a buy rate. Don't do it on some crazy thing where the processor is getting an extra 100 basis points before they even do the split. It's ridiculous. If you're going to sell it at 4% and the actual cost is 1.5%, then that means there's 2.5%. There's 250 basis points of profit, and that means you should get your 30% or 50% or whatever percentage you're at. You know, you should get your percentage of that total profit. Whereas right now in our industry, so many of the larger, mid-size ISOs, smaller ISOs especially, are doing these crazy programs where they're just totally ripping off the sales rep and the office, and I think that's crazy. So if you're looking for a company, by the way, that's doing the cash discounting and you're like, I want somebody that's actually a true split, I do know several in the industry that are doing what I consider to be as good a job as they can do, giving you the pricing flexibility you should have, passing through only the legitimate costs, you know. So call me up or email me, james@ccsalespro.com. If you're like me, you're getting like 5 of these emails a week from these different, oh, come sell cash discounting for us and we're gonna do this and we're gonna do that. And it's like, I can always read between the lines. It's basically saying, come sell for us so we can rip off the consumer and the merchant and you're gonna profit from it. You know, it's like, no, that's okay. I'm good. I actually live in this community, so I don't want everybody to hate me here. Contact me, james@ccsalespro.com. I'm glad to make a couple recommendations for you. You can check those out, see if it's a good fit for you. So those are the two problems with cash discounting right now. I'm still very bullish about it. It's still going to go on. It could be 10 years, 5 years. I don't know. At some point, there's going to be some regulation happening. I'll talk to you more about that in January as I'm working on some things right now with Congress and trying to get some petitions done and different things like that. So we're working on some stuff that's pretty cool. We'll talk more about that. But if you have any questions in the meantime, shoot me an email or make a comment under this video. My name is James Shepherd. Thanks for watching and listening.